Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, Dan, take that advice. All right, it's Dom Giordano's show. Jim Worthington certainly looks the part. I don't know how much he has to work out every day to reach that pinnacle. He runs the NAC, NAC, there in Bucks County. And he, I remember in 2016, we did a show from there, a lot of rallies for President Trump, a lot of stuff. And Jim is quoted in Politico today talking about Dr. Oz and talking with Trump about Oz. He's with us here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Jim, welcome back in. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Dom. Good to be here. How are you?
Well, very well. So based upon knowing some of this was being vetted, Jim, were you surprised at the outcome?
Well, Dr. Oz, no. I was not surprised. I mean, I did not have direct confirmation, but based on the conversations I had a few times in the last month with President Trump and in Palm Beach as recently as a week ago Sunday, I knew that he was very high on Dr. Oz. We both served in the President's Council together. When I brought up Dr. Oz's name to him three or four times over the last month or so, very positive. Very supportive in terms of talking about what a great man he was and a good American and a good conservative. And I just felt like, you know, I felt that he was leaning that way. I did not, you know, obviously ask him, you know, for an endorsement or was he endorsing. You kind of let the president make that announcement when he's ready to do it. But I felt pretty confident that when he push came to shove, if he was going to endorse, it would be Dr. Oz.
Well, Jim, I'm kind of surprised, though. You seem to be leaning toward that you are on board with this. Our listeners are not big time. I mean, there's a lot of objections here. I haven't endorsed anybody in this. I did in the governor's race. But I got to tell you, there is when we do polling, he does okay. He's neck and neck with McCormick. But listeners like Kathy Barnett, what is it about Oz? What's the number one quality? Let's go through them that Jim Worthington likes.
Well, I mean, he checks off all the boxes for me. I mean, he's pro-life. He's pro-Second Amendment. He's being in the wellness industry. I mean, he wants to take off on Fauci. He knows that he blew the pandemic with all the different ways that he could have did things differently. You know, a lot of the negativity towards him has been, you know, things that have been manufactured. I mean, this whole, you know, saying he's a carpetbagger. In my estimation, he has as much relationship with Pennsylvania as maybe I do. I mean, his wife's family, Huntington Valley, a very renowned national company, Asplund. They've been there for probably 100 years. He got married in Pennsylvania. His second daughter was born in Doylestown Hospital. He went to the University of Pennsylvania. Truth be told, why wouldn't you live in northern Jersey if your TV show was 30 minutes away in Manhattan? I mean, I'm sure he would have loved to live in Bucks County, but, you know, he had to go where his work was.
All right, well, let me take you back, Jim. What do you make of the statements? And look, I get inundated with them, and maybe you have too now. Dr. Oz has not been pro-life, by my sense, during his TV career. There was stuff in there that is not Second Amendment, red flag laws, et cetera. I mean, did you comb through that and you see something differently than what listeners bring up to me constantly?
Well, I see what he stands for now, and I've heard him, you know, I've had him here at my own club where he's been in front of 400 people. He's had been asked all those tough questions by people that were looking for reasons not to support him. He came out with flying colors. He answered all that. All I can tell you is what he stands for now, and you know, and what he says, you know, in face to face with the voters. And, you know, I can tell you this, I probably changed some of my stances, and I'm not saying that Dr. Oz has, because I don't know his past history as well as you probably do, but I know over the years, my things that I've thought have changed, and I can only judge the man on what it is now. I think for, you know, if you're going to hold him to the same standards, you may have to hold President Trump, who I'm a big supporter of, to those standards as well. I mean, look at President Trump. I mean, back in 2016, I was going through the same thing. You know, he's a entertainment industry guy. He's friends with, you know, Oprah, people like that. And I had to fight that argument then, and I'll fight this one now for Dr. Oz. I think he's a good man, and I think he's good for Pennsylvania. And I also believe he's an outsider, which I love, because, you know, quite frankly, you know, I'm not going to name names, but some of the people there are, you know, are basically surrounding themselves with the same people that, you know, I got involved as a delegate in 2016 to support to President Trump. I feel like he's an independent voice. And I can tell you this, he has 95% name recognition across the country. And the bottom line is, if you want to make Pennsylvania relevant in the Senate, nobody will have a bigger megaphone than him. He's a
Jim, let me ask you, with Trump, we heard the same thing. You're right. Let's go back, though. I thought that that was a criticism of Trump. I don't think he is a conservative per se, but he governed as a conservative. There's no doubt. However that happened, there is no doubt. So is that kind of your argument that Oz will govern as a senator as a conservative?
Yes, I do believe that. And I also believe that I have faith in President Trump, who's known the man for well over 20 years, who appointed him along with me, and literally is a neighbor of his in Palm Beach, friends with the family. He knows him better than anybody. And it does disappoint me when people say, and I've seen the social media this morning, that, you know, what's, you know, he, you know, the president must not know Oz, or, you know, what was he thinking? He doesn't know. President Trump is a very smart man. Trust me. He knows everything he needs to know about Dr. Oz, and he carefully decided this and decided, look, it wasn't easy to make that decision, I'm sure, because there was probably a lot of pressure on him, particularly since a lot of his former employees worked for one of the candidates. But the bottom line is he stood strong and made the decision based on what he thought was best for the country. And
supporter. What would you say? I don't believe that Trump, though, Jim, is aware of Kathy Barnett, and she struck a chord here. I'm in agreement as far as resources, name recognition. I don't know that Kathy has any of that in a large part of the state. Do you think he has heard about Kathy Barnett? And she is the true conservative in this race, without a doubt.
Well, if he hasn't, and I love Kathy Barnett, she's a friend of mine. Is that the person you want to be your somebody you appoint if he hasn't heard about her? That's not a good. That's not a pathway to win.
No, but I'm saying the scrutiny of Kathy Barnett. You know, I hear what you're saying here about, and this is more about winnability. And you're kind of vouching, knowing the guy, that he'll govern as a conservative. And I would agree, he's got more winnability than anybody else in the race.
I believe that he will represent what we need in Pennsylvania, in the Senate. I know President Trump believes that because he appointed him. Mm-hmm. And I also believe the winnability factor is another big thing that you have to have. Look, the last thing we need is another clone of Bob Casey and to lose the Senate. I believe that Oz is the perfect candidate. He checks off both boxes. And I know him personally. And I know from my conversations with the president, that he feels very, very strongly about him as a high character, good person.
Let me ask you why you're here. How are you doing? I didn't want to bother you, bringing you on again or the same old, but listeners probably know. I mean, the most recent thing is, I know you're a proponent of the Second Amendment. You're a very responsible guy. You're a force in Bucks County, and you were going to do something around that. And then, of course, people trying to make a name for themselves coming after you on some kind of gun exhibit.
Yeah, I mean, where that stands right now, we're trying to iron that out with the township. I mean, one of the things I have to be, you know, I've been in this community 45 years now operating the Newtown Athletic Club in Newtown. And, you know, and I, you know, as a good corporate citizen, I want to be, you know, I want to be respectful of, you know, all, you know, ideas and, you know, criticisms and so on and so forth. And I have to work with the township. So we are trying to iron that out right now. I appealed that decision that for me, you know, with the gun show and for all events, actually, they were saying that I maybe not zoned for that, even though I've been doing them for 10 years. So we are trying to work that out as we speak. And I think we'll come up with some amenable situation that we can all agree on that makes sense. So the gun show has been postponed for now. And at some point in time, you know, I'm hoping that we'll get clarity in our discussions with them of what we can and can't do going forward.
Hey,
you know, I, it's not about nobody fights the fight more than me. In fact, I got three lawsuits going on now for people that have defamed me, organizations and people that have defamed me.
Yes.
One being, you know, the congressman, one of the congresswomen that's running in the race right now in the congressional first. So she's one of three. You know, I spent a lot of time and effort defending myself, but sometimes you have to sit back and say, okay, how does the community feel? How do the people feel? And we're trying to work that out with my township. And listen, truth be told, 45 years, I've had a great relationship, no matter who's been in, you know, in office. So, in politics local to me, you know, there's no such thing as Democrat, Republican. It's people trying to make their community better. So I'm very hopeful that I can work it out with them, but nothing to report as of
okay.
right now.
Well, Jim, you always have a place here. Thank you for that. And it's good for Dr. Oz to have you in his camp. Thanks, Jim.
Well, I appreciate that. Thanks for having me on. Take care.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.